Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaButPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Valerie Fisher. Valerie is a brain science-based digital marketing strategist who maximized her strengths to do a complete pivot of her career during the pandemic. From a corporate junkie, Valerie is now an international speaker, award-winning marketer, podcast host, and recently international best-selling author. Valerie, I am so excited to have you here. So welcome to Basic Mrs. AI.
Hello, thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. I will apologize in advance for the kind of bedroom voice because I'm actually joining you guys from the Philippines right now.
No worries. I can hear you loud and clear. So Valerie, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
So before joining this episode, this interview, I actually listened to some of the episodes, and I have to agree with a lot of them because a lot of them said that it's not only our industry that AI is changing, it's actually different, you know, many different kinds of industry. And in particular, in my case, marketing. So I believe that AI has been, because it's been, you know, as I think more than a year now, democratizing marketing. So a lot of people now consider themselves marketers because of the aid of AI without really, so this is the sad part, without really having the background for it. Without really understanding the basics, without having the fundamentals, but because of the tool, you know, they present themselves as, you know, as marketers, which is good in one way, because, you know, we now have many marketers who can help business owners. But what we are forgetting when you are a marketer at heart is that at the heart of marketing is humanity. Mm-hmm. It's psychology. You know, mm-hmm. So there's AI is technology, but all the time, to me, psychology trumps technology. And that's what, you know, they forget.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And you know, that's what the I would call them false gurus just because of AI. Now, you know, that's what they forget. They forget that they still have to be human. There still has to be a human part to their strategies, to their tactics, to their insights. And so, you know, that's, I think, the major change that AI has brought.
Yes. You know, I love that you're saying this because I can relate it to a lot of things. My background, a long time ago, I used to be an architect, a long time ago. And for people to tell me, oh, but like architecture is just like arranging some furniture in the house, right? Like, no, you need to know how to put the base, like the basics of physics, you know, how to like work a wall and how your wall is not going to either sink or flop. You need to know how the sun is going to move around. Like, you need to know things. And now, for instance, with AI, that people are like, oh, I'm a marketer because I learned how to use AI. What you're saying about the psychology is important. Yes. One thing that we are very conscious about here is that AI is not about the machine. It's about us. It's about humans and the benefit that we're getting from the AI. You know, AI is here to augment us and help us thrive and do better and faster with less work. So I love that you're saying that.
I totally agree. I'm a marketer. But the reason why I'm coming from this point of view is because I'm also a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. And so I include NLP. NLP is communication. NLP is a study of language. NLP studies patterns, which is almost the same as AI, because AI, you study patterns, as you know, patterns as well. So the way that I bring humanity into my use of AI, because I use AI. In fact, I invested in an AI business solutions because I believe in this tool. I believe in this technology, but we cannot forget. So I'll give you an example. Like, you know, when you as a marketer or as a business owner, as a salesperson, when you try to find your target market, your avatar, a lot of, you know, there's lots of, how do I say, courses or PDF files of prompts that will tell you, this is how to find your target market using ChatGPT, you know. But to me, you have to really understand. And the way to understand is to interview your market, like interview your clients, your potential clients, your previous clients. You get that interaction, and that's where you put in. And then also after that, you use the same words. The words that you use, the most powerful words that anyone can use, are the words that just came out of their mouth. So when you bring it back to them, that becomes more powerful. And then you can just tell AI, so say, for example, okay, this is my target market. And based from interviews, they said that they fear this. This is what they desire. This is what keeps them up at night. This is what they want for their future. And then you can, you know, create a better better sounding and a deeper understanding of your client with the use of AI. And then you can create more content, you know, better copy for your website, a better marketing strategy, because you got it from actual interviews, from human interactions.
Yes, just make that better instead of just like trying to come up with a new thing that doesn't exist. Everything exists now, just like make it better.
Yes.
So Valerie, what would be a practical application that you use AI in your business?
Productivity. To me, I'm able to create content in 30 minutes for like a month. For a month's worth of content in 30 minutes because of AI. ChatGPT, Opus, you know, those videos. So for example, if this is recorded, I can, you know, maybe ask for your permission and ask and put it on Opus and say, you know, create clips for me that I can put out there, that I can create as content. So there's, you know, there's that. Even a marketing plan, because I'm also a consultant, I brainstorm with AI. So content. Mm-hmm. And then brainstorm, also scheduling, you know, those things. Personally, those are how I use even voice. So I also have like some of my contents. So it's text to voice.
That's so awesome.
Practical applications.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. So Valerie, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, so I serve new online business owners. So if you're in business for between 3 to 5 years and you need help selling your product or service online, that's what I can help you with. Using neuro-linguistic programming, so my strength really is a combination of NLP and my 20 plus years experience marketing, plus my you know, how do I say, openness to use technology and specifically AI.
Great. So how can people reach out to you?
Well, I'm mostly on LinkedIn. So you can find me on LinkedIn. It's Valerie P. Fisher. So let's connect there.
Great. Perfect. So we're going to wrap up here. Thanks to our guest, Valerie Fisher, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting her on LinkedIn, Valerie P. Fisher. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure of AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.